Better grab everything I can.
You're going to want to see this. This is going to be good.
Francis!
What? Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
I figured out a way to work around it. Never keep a good geek down. Okay, so it's still playing somewhere, but you probably can barely hear it. Hello, welcome to Lunch with Ginger and Corey on a Friday.
Oh, yes, it's Friday. The weekend is here, people. Finally. Can you believe it? I mean, I know Tuesday we start saying, God, we need the weekend here. But it is finally Friday. Is it too early to start drinking?
No, I'm going to be drinking right after the show.
Mm-hmm.
While those of you think that's fun time, you might want to steer clear of me. I mean, already.
Steer clear. Yes, yes, yes.
So, if you were listening to the show last night, you heard I was going to see Harry Potter.
Yes, how was it? How was it?
It is effing awesome.
Was it? And I heard you got to see Daniel Radcliffe shirtless.
That's right. That's all kind of hotness. That's always good. Even if the movie was bad, that was good.
Danny, the movie was good, though.
It was. It was very good. Fight scenes, excellent. I'm trying not to give too much away. All I got to say is I'm going to give this away. Ron's mom, that's one bad bitch. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, Mama Bear. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know she had it in her. She was not playing around. Okay, so we do not have copies of the game, in case you're like, how are you going to put the gaming spin on it? We don't have it. It is EA, so you know how that goes. Anyway, EA is our friend sometimes, sometimes not. We have a love-hate relationship. But you should go check out Harry Potter, play the game, let us know how you like it.
Love-hate, heartbreak.
Love-hate and heartbreak. I don't know about heartbreak. My heart's not broken.
No, I know.
We get some other love from other people. Some people we don't even want love from, but
True story. Some of y'all I do not want love from. Y'all need to take it and keep it to yourselves. Thank you.
Ooh, now, speaking of not love, Ginger, do you?
I do, and I don't know, I guess I could love this if I were still playing WoW. WoW Real ID Party, ready for testing. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning.
Ooh.
Blizzard Entertainment announced that its new World of Warcraft feature, Real ID Party, is now available for public testing. According to Blizzard, this feature allows World of Warcraft players to invite their Real ID friends of the same faction to a party, regardless of the realm they play on, and then queue up for a 5-player normal or heroic dungeon.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Blizzard also sent along a handy-dandy mini-fac, which they say you can read below, but you can't, so I'm going to read it to you. All right, so the Real ID Party fact. What is the Real ID Party feature? Players can now invite Real ID friends of the same faction to a 5-player normal or heroic dungeon group, regardless of what realm their friends are on. The system is designed to make it easier for real-life friends to play together. They say, how do I invite Real ID friends to a Real ID Party? Inviting a Real ID friend to a Real ID Party is simple. Just open up your friends list to see which Real ID friends are online. Click on the plus button to send an invitation to a Real ID friend to join your group. You can continue to add Real ID friends to your party until the group is complete. If you cannot complete the group with Real ID friends, you're free to join the Dungeon Finder to fill in the missing roles. Does a player need to have Real ID enabled to accept a Real ID group invite? Yes, a player must have Real ID enabled, and both players must be Real ID friends to accept or initiate Real ID party invitations. Can a party leader invite a mix of Real ID friends, character level friends, guildmates, or random players to the same party? A party leader can invite any combination of Real ID friends from any realm, guildmates from the same realm, or other characters from the same realm to the same party. If the party leader isn't able to fill up the entire party, the Dungeon Finder can fill in the missing roles. Can I invite someone who is not a real ID friend? You can only invite members to a party if they are on your real ID friends list or if they are on the same realm as you are.
Okay, they just said regardless of the realm. That's kind of contradictory. We need y'all to fix that, Blizzard.
Yes. Can I invite a friend of a real ID friend? No, you can only invite your own real ID friends to the party. How long will the testing period last? We haven't yet determined how long the testing period will last. We'll keep you updated on the status and inform you when the test period is going to end in the future. Will aspects of the real ID party system be premium based? We'll have information on this toward the end of the testing period. What do you mean by premium based? Are we going to have to pay extra for this? Because, you know, I'm not so much digging that. I mean, you're already, like, killing us with the stupid little goofy pets and the sparkly horses and all that other...
There's sparkly horses now?
Yes, it's a celestial steed, and it's supposed to be made out of the stars.
No.
And it's got wings like Pegasus, and it's got a unicorn horn, and it's... Yes, only douchebags ride those.
You know, I have a copy of Warcraft. You guys remember the RTS that this all started from? This game has become so far removed from the... from that RTS, it's not even funny. Yeah. I loaded it up the other day, and I was like, I definitely don't want to play. They keep sending me the note saying, come play. You get 14 days free. You get to play up until level, I know. I don't think so.
Well, I am going to be installing it later for the level 20. I need me some baby PvP.
Some baby PvP?
Baby PvP. Mm-hmm. Some low-level PvP, yes.
Some eye crunching, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My new word, eye crunching, is when we punch you in the bone around the eye breaks. Eye crunching.
Yes, very nice.
Yes, thought I might share that with y'all this morning. That's the kind of mood I'm in, eye crunching. All right, so according to NDP and GamePolitics.com and a bunch of other people that like to keep track of stats, CNET, you know, those type of people, video game sales are continuing to decline. Yes, the U.S. video games industry has showed signs of weakness this past June, according to new data from research from the firm NPD Group, total video game sales in the country, hardware, software, and accessories, declined 10% to $995 million. Oh, the horror. Compared to the same period a year ago, software sales fell sharply by 12% to $496.5 million. Sales of accessories also fell by 11% to $158.9 million, while hardware sales also declined 9% to $366.6 million. For May, NPD reported that the total U.S. games industry sales fell 14% to $743.1 million, the worst month in 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Ouch. Ouch. That's not good.
Well, that's called... Y'all need to make better games. The best-selling games in June, of course, were L.A. Noire and Duke Nukem Forever. In spite of some people keep saying that it's a horrible game, Duke is still pulling them in like he used to. Sony's Infamous 2 was the third best-selling game in the month, also followed by Ginger's favorite, Lego Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
From Disney Interactive Studio and Nintendo's Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Ah! Did you like that? that was the... Never mind. Okay, so Microsoft said its Xbox 360 maintained its lead in the U.S. market. Stop it, Ginger! Microsoft said its 360... See, now I can't talk. U.S. console market last month, 507,000 Xbox 360s were sold in June, giving the console the top spot in the United States for 12 of the past 3 months. Nintendo said its Wii console sold 273,000 units last month, along with 386,000 DS units. Sony didn't disclose any details about the sales of its various consoles and portable game devices, but did enjoy bragging about Infamous 2's sales. Sony? Apparently you didn't sell anything. You know they sold something. No, they didn't sell anything, or they'd be bragging a lot more than just about Infamous 2. I got to finish the first Infamous. Really good. Well, I wouldn't say it's a good game. It's not a great game. It's good. gotta play. Remember I told you.
Oh, my God, Corey.
I like that little guy with the fire. I like him.
You do. And, oh, my God, that singing just in, that was awesome.
See, if you haven't played Infamous, then you have no idea what I'm talking about. Gotta play you some Infamous. Gotta play it.
I haven't played, but I may have to now.
I also wanted to point out to you, Ginger, that there were plenty of Lego Pirates of the Caribbean in the red box when I checked last night.
Ooh.
At least here there were.
I know what I may be doing. Well, yeah, I don't know. I may not do that tonight, but I may do that tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night we're playing Team Fortress. We would be honored if you would join us, Miss Jean.
Oh, Team Fortress 2?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Blaster and I have decided to play so that I can blow him up, shoot him in the back of the head, that kind of stuff.
Yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. We can abuse Blaster together. It'd be great.
He likes it.
Yes, he does. He does. All right. GamePolitics.com this morning. Webzen sues Firefall developer. Yeah, it looks like they're pulling the story from GI Biz. Korean MMO publisher Webzen has filed a lawsuit against Red 5 Studios claiming that the developer breached a contract for the online shooter Firefall. Last month, the developer month, the developer filed for arbitration in a California court claiming that Webzen's new management failed to properly market the game, a provision in the original contract. CEO Mark Kern, in an open letter published on the game's official forum, says, "We do not feel the new management of Webzen has honored their obligations towards Firefall, particularly in Asia. The current management of Webzen is a stark contrast to the original CEO and executives who were once so excited to work with us on the game. We regret that Webzen's actions or lack of actions are causing undue stress among Firefall fans in Asia and elsewhere. By seeking a termination of the agreement, we hope that we can find a better way to ensure that Firefall reaches everybody in Asia in a manner the games deserve." I don't know who you are, people that are like dinging me, but stop that. Webzen's new lawsuit targets Red 5's Korean office, claiming in court a number of delays and breaches of its publishing contract over the game's 5 years of development, despite the publisher investing nearly $25 million. A Webzen representative told the Korean site This Is Game, "We have been preparing to reveal the details at G-Star 2011, but we heard Red 5 Korea is trying to attend G-Star 2011 independently with Firefall. So we decided to take legal action." Yeah, this is going to be a fight. I don't really know these people, so it's not going to be like some epic fight, I don't think. But it's still going to be a fight.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah. I'll pop some popcorn for it. Throw some mud down. It'll be all good.
Throw some mud down. Out of order. Out of order, ma'am.
Maybe just a little bit, though.
Just a tad bit of mud. Not too much. Don't give
him
too much.
No, not too much.
So I'm working on getting some trailers up for y'all. They're taking forever to load. So if I sound like GLaDOS, that's why.
Okay.
Yay for trailers.
Yay for trailers.
But boo for the next story. It's a short one, so if Ginger doesn't mind, I'll do two. But this is a short story, but not a happy one necessarily. It's kind of happy, but not too happy. 100 jobs are going to be cut at Future UK. Now, if you're not sure as to what that means, Future UK publishes Edge Magazine, CVG, and Games Radar Magazine. Their plans cut around 100 jobs in the UK, and the staff are currently being consulted on the layoffs, and it's not yet clear which publications or websites are going to be affected. GamesIndustry.biz is where I'm getting this from. They're saying, understand that at least one video, what is going on with the throat? One video game magazine is likely to close. The company currently has a headcount of 1,000 people in the UK that are working. Ow. Earlier today, Future released an interim statement indicating that to cut costs is preparing to reduce their headcount as they accelerate plans to become a digital business. The U.S. magazines are also supposedly going to close over the next 12 months. And, of course, the U.K. is already known to be in the process of being streamlined. That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. But we'll welcome you over here. Or we can come stay with you and we can run everything from over here over there. Just saying. We can all work it out. We love you.
Your accents.
That's why I love me some Harry Potter. 2 hours and 10 minutes of UK deliciousness.
Oh, yeah, I got to tell you about that later, too.
Yes. All right. I have one more. DJ Hero developers form part of a new mobile studio. Remember those DJ Hero people? This is the ex-Freestyle game staff. I formed a new team called Music and Color, and it's spelled, you know, the C-O-L-O-U-R, which means they are serious business, which will publish its new first new mobile project as part of Studio. I don't even know what this is. A-Link? 8-Link? It's the number 8, L-I-N, and then a big capital Q. So we'll call it 8-Link. 8-Link, of course, is made up of Music and Color, Reactify, and the Metropolis Group. The studio creates mobile-based music games and will release its first title, Say What? On July 20th. Yes, that's the title. Say What? The music business needs to capture a new audience. The music business needs to capture a new audience. This is from Joint Managing Director Chris Lee, speaking to The Guardian. He said, rather than make a game, then license the music, this is much more of a partnership. We think there's a great opportunity to leverage the mobile platform to build something that reaches a wider audience and monetizes music. iPhone game, Say What? Has a licensing deal. Yes, I must say like that every time. They have a licensing deal with Sony Music Entertainment and features tracks from Zootons and Calvin Harris. Players have to select the right lyrics and tap at the correct time. Oh, I played this. I didn't like it very much. It's almost a generation game mechanic, a simple layer that lives over the music. We're not trying to be cleverer than that. You mean more cleverly. More clever, not cleverer.
More cleverly?
This is about something that appeals in its simplicity, and we're not trying to niche it. It should appeal as much to 8 to 13-year-old schoolgirls as it does to 30 to 40-year-old males. And no, 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 I don't fall in either one of those categories. And no, it does not appeal. Lee also discussed the change of pace in the move from console to iOS. He says, I love the immediacy of being able to create content. And that, boys and girls, is why there's so many bad games on the iOS store. I'm making a game this weekend. That's what I'm going to do. Development cycles are so much shorter, and you get that immediacy of feedback, too, where you can watch how your consumer's playing, react, and develop new features. We designed this game so that if we get a song at 9 a.m., we can have it for sale by 9 a.m. the next day. Chris Lee was previously the commercial director at Freestyle. It was back in February that Activision announced it was canning Freestyle Games DJ Hero series. What? Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think I remember something about that.
I know they were canceling some stuff, but I didn't know DJ Hero was one of them. Oh, that's not good. I didn't even get to play that.
Boy, I'm heartbroken now.
Now I got to go out and try to pilfer somebody's turntables and stuff. I got to beg, borrow, and steal to get turntables so I can play it. Well, congratulations to you all, at least, for, you know, dusting yourselves off. But that game, I played it on iOS or something already similar, and I was not amused more than 30 seconds. Think about it. You're the lyrics to a song, you're tapping as they sing. Like, if they sing a note, you're supposed to leave your finger pressed up against the screen, and then when they stop singing, you take your finger off, and then you...
That doesn't sound very good.
No. I would think you need to do something, maybe something along the lines of adding Geometry Wars to new music, and you have to tap all over the screen and solve a puzzle or something. I don't know, but this is not working for me, what I was doing.
Yeah.
And these are songs I knew, so songs I don't know, even worse.
Yeah, I can see that.
But good luck. Congratulations to you. I'm clapping for you. I would give you the other applause, but no, not for this.
Oh, no, Corey. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. GamePolitics.com. Team Bondi lead lashes out at former employees.
Again? They just did something yesterday.
Wait, what is today?
15th.
Maybe this was from yesterday, then. Really?
No, they've been fighting back and forth.
I don't remember this whole thing, but all right, I'll read it. Team Bondi lead programmer Dave Hieronymus.
Yep, we did.
All right,
did Hieronymus.
Hieronymus? Yes. All right, never mind. Let me grab a different one. No, we didn't do this. Konami tackles childhood obesity with first ever summit. Konami, along with health professionals, policymakers, students, parents, and teachers across West Virginia, are heading to Charleston later this month to address childhood obesity. Konami is spearheading an event, the Childhood Obesity Summit, to discuss the best way to deal with the issues. The company will also host the second annual Dance Dance Revolution West Virginia State Championship Tournament at the same time. The West Virginia University Extension Service, West Virginia Public Employees Insurance Agency, PEIA, and Konami organized a summit to promote collaboration and develop a referral base for coordinated prevention and treatment of childhood obesity statewide. While regional winners from all over West Virginia are competing for scholarships and other prizes at the Dance Dance Revolution Public School Championship Tournament, the Childhood Obesity Summit will showcase several speakers with big ideas on the subject. Attendees include Shelley Pafal, Executive Director of President's Council on Fitness, Sports and Nutrition, Joanne Grossi, Regional Director for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and a representative from the Let's Move campaign, Dr. Michael Danziger, nutrition doctor from NBC's popular television show, The Biggest Loser, school teacher Carrie Swidowicki, who will attempt to break the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest marathon on a dance rhythm game, and several unnamed state-level speakers. The DDR State Championship Tournament will take place July 27th at 1 p.m. EDT at the Embassy Suites, 300 Court Street in Charleston, West Virginia. The Childhood Obesity Summit takes place July 27th and noon and July at 9 a.m. at the aforementioned location. So if you want more information, you can check out konami.com/DDR.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know what to say about that.
Me either.
Mostly because I'm looking at this artwork of Two-Face that I'm about to put up on the site. Amazing. Ooh, you see this from Batman Arkham Asylum? Amazing. Oh, yeah, I should probably talk to you guys. Okay, so.
Amazing.
Apparently, there's a new game starring Michael Phelps. Please, people, no pictures of you in Speedos is all
I
have to say.
No, please, God, no. No. Oh, man, now I got images back in my head of things I've seen that I never wanted to see.
Once you see them, you can't unsee them.
Cannot unsee them. It's horrible.
Well, sometimes you people in the UK, you just go too far. Milton Keynes, UK, which is the 505 Games and Speedo, ironically, that's their name, today have announced the inclusion of one of Michael Phelps' international sponsors in the forthcoming Push the Limit game. Launching in October 2011, Michael Phelps' Push the Limit is a fun game for all ages that will get players off the couch, competing and having fun against each other, and one of the world's greatest
athletes. It's a bad that the entire time I'm sitting here listening to Push the Limit, I'm seeing the video and the pictures again of his...
Yeah, what he won? Yeah.
No, that's not quite what I was thinking. I was thinking more of him with the bong. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm surprised he got a game after this.
I know, right?
You know, our ethics as a country. Anyway, the Speedo brand will appear on all swimwear and caps in-game, as well as touch pads within the pool of environments. In Michael Phelps' Push the Limit, players strive to compete in the annual games, which are held in the Speedo Stadium, a specially built in-game environment fully branded by Speedo. Speedo is synonymous with swimming, and the inclusion of the Speedo brand in-game brings further realism into the game and could cause you to throw up if you actually wear one while you're playing and video it.
Don't do that, because then there can be reaction videos, and
while I won't watch
the actual videos, I am a little bit addicted to watching the reaction videos.
Yes. As one of Michael Phelps' long-standing partners, we're delighted to have them as part of this. This is from Ian Howe, who's the president of 505 Games here in North America. Michael Phelps has pushed the limit. I'm going to need y'all to stop saying the game name in the PR. Takes the thrill of competitive swimming from the pool to the living room, giving even those who don't swim regularly the chance to get involved and engage with the sport. I'm sure that individuals, friends, and families worldwide will enjoy the challenge of taking on Michael Phelps. Well.
I'm sorry. Swimming is just not as fun without the water.
Swimming is not as fun without looking at him. He's, you know, he's not a bad looking guy. And we hope it may even
I say
from the neck down.
Okay.
And as short as we are, that's probably all we'd be able to see anyway.
So
we hope it can even inspire those who play the game to take to the pool for real. We live in Texas. You try to keep us out of the pool, Sean Hastings, who's the president of marketing at Speedo International. It's going to be exclusive, of course, for the Kinect, and uses its unique motion sensor technology to allow players to use their movement to participate in games. In the game, players can work their way through a career mode where they race Michael or have fun racing family and friends head-to-head. Visitors and media at the 14th FINA World Championships in Shanghai, which is July 16th through the 31st, we'll get a chance to preview the game at a special Speedo-branded area in Shanghai's Oriental Sports Center during the championships ahead of its worldwide release. Of course, again, this is being developed by Blitz Games, published by 505 Games, to be released in October. You can drop by the site, michaelphelpsgame.com, and take a look, I guess, at some trailers. They didn't send us any trailers, so no comment. Let's see if we got a screenshot. We got no screenshots
either. Girls don't swim or whatever.
Well, I think this is a girl in this. Oh, hello there. Okay, I'm going to have to get this game for the eye candy. That's what I'm talking about. All right. sorry, guys. I know it's morning. We're a little raunchy this morning. It's Friday. But these are good screenshots.
Yes,
what can
Friday.
I say? These are good screenshots. These are very good screenshots.
Very good screenshots.
Okay.
I had to go check them out in a little bit.
I'm about to grab a few of these. And I'll be back in a few minutes.
Very nice, very nice. Well, I guess then that it is my turn to grab a story, isn't it?
Yes, you do that.
Wow. All right. This isn't really so much. All right. I'll read it. Announcing the first wedding in the Chosen. All right, so it looks like we've got us a virtual wedding. Love some virtual weddings.
Oh, that means we've announced it and everything.
Mm-hmm. So where is this happening? In the Ming Imperial City in the wedding area. When it's going to be happening Friday, July 15th, which is today at 5:30 p.m. PST, which is 8:30 p.m. EST. And who is getting married? Baby and Otis of the Ming Dynasty.
Oh.
It is a, yeah. It is a very special day as we extend an invitation to all to witness the Chosen's first in-game marriage. With the five dynasties all present, this will truly be a special day for all of as Tang and Song will be rubbing elbows with the Qin and Han and Ming dynasties.
That sounds too. Those names sound too close to people that I don't like. You know who I'm talking about.
I know, right? marriage is one of the Chosen's most unique features, allowing couples a chance at a true Chosen love, as well as additional EXP, equipment, titles, and emotes. We are inviting everyone to not only celebrate the wedding, but the Chosen and its 10-day anniversary. It's a chance to mingle and meet with other players, show off your epic pets, mounts, and weapons, and just a break from all the PvP and resource wars. All right, so there is some couple here history. Baby and Otis met in another MMO, but their interest in playing with one another grew with one of our other games, Ministry of War. The two talk online and on the phone all the time and are currently planning to meet each other in real life. When Baby was invited to participate in the Chosen Beta, she dragged him along. When Otis discovered the marriage feature in-game, he couldn't propose just yet, but he did promise her that as soon as he reached level 50, they would be engaged. "We've been saying we are e-married for a while," said Baby, "so now we can make it official." Aw, that's cute.
E-married. Ooh.
I know, right? And with the perfect guy response, Otis said, "I was just kind of curious about the feature. Besides, she's just awesome sauce." Aw, see, now that's cute. That's adorable.
You are out of order, ma'am. No.
I know. So come out to the Imperial City in Ming tomorrow and enjoy the first player wedding in The Chosen. Afterwards, a dance reception will be held at the dance shelter area. Baby and Otis are registered at the shop, gift merchant, and close friend item shop.
They have registration. I may have to go just.
I know. That is cute. Oh, my goodness. That is cute.
Oh, okay. That one was cute when it said they're registered. You know what? That gives me an idea. I will talk to you about after the show.
I like it when you get ideas.
Don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to be out of control. Okay. Well,
yeah. We like it when you're out of control, though.
You know what I know you all out there are thinking right this second?
What are you thinking?
You really feel like shaving.
Here, let me see my leg.
No. You want to shave your virtual beard.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have a virtual beard. Sorry.
Not a virtual one, a real one. Okay, so
You guys are like, is she talking about, remember the game we told you about? Probably back.
Yeah, I remember this. I was thinking then, too. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, this the game Shave Me has now made its way from the Android to the iOS store or something. I'm not really sure what they're doing. It looks like this is Shave Me 2 or something. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But you can go check out. That's all I'm going to tell you about that one. I'm moving along, but I thought I'd mention it. This is not right. Why do they keep making more incarnations of this game? Okay, but there's a video up if you'd like to take a look at it on our site. Why? Do you know why?
I don't know why.
Well, I'm going to move along to a lovely game that is coming out later this year, Bastion.
Ooh. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the trailer's up on our site. Well, it should be in a moment anyway. I think it's, it's making its way up onto YouTube. You just keep an eye out when it's up. As soon as it's up, we'll let you know. However, let me tell you all about it. So Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment and Supergiant Games are the people putting this on, and they're announcing a new trailer, which they've given to us, for it's an award-winning action RPG for Xbox Live Arcade, Bastion. Basically, Bastion offers a glimpse into the lush presentation and unique atmosphere that made Bastion one of E3's top downloadable games. The trailer games. God, why can't I talk today? The trailer brings together more of the vibrant hand-painted 2D artwork and hypnotizing narration that left fans buzzing with anticipation. Bastion launches on July 20th as the first game in Microsoft's exclusive summer of arcade lineup and will be available for 1,200 Microsoft points. And Bastion plays control of the kid, a young survivor, wakes to the world that he has crumbled around him with no one to help. That was weird. Did you hear that?
I heard something.
Oh, there's a ghost in my computer. The ghost in the machine. And Bastion players take control of the kid, a young survivor who wakes to a world that has crumbled all around him with no one to help him but an old man. There's always an old man who believes he holds the key to bringing the things back to the way they were. In addition to pitting players against a host of savage creatures using a variety of unconventional weapons, Bastion features stunning high-resolution artwork, a deep original story, and an innovative reactive narration system that responds to players' actions throughout the adventure. Bastion will also be available for PC later this year. For more information, you can go over to supergiantgames.com or follow them on Twitter, Supergiant Games on Twitter. And you can also, of course, get the trailer from us in just a short bit. It is rather ginormous. Yeah, I made up that word. So it'll take a minute before it's done cooking. About 3 minutes, it's saying. It's got to cook.
All right. I'm still laughing about ginormous. That's hilarious.
Ginormous.
I love you, Corey. You're so crazy.
Yeah, that's what they tell me.
Well, you know what? Your hat. Your jacket.
A hat? I'm not wearing a hat.
Your jacket hugs you, and that's special.
Well, at least my necklace is a little looser, so.
Oh! I like mine the way it is. So anyways, day one, a new browser MMORPG. Yes. Can an internet game help prepare you for the end of the world?
Yes.
It sure can. Day one is where regular people turn into survivalists just by playing the game and by being a part of a very tight-knit community. Open to the public on June 25th of 2011, Day One is a free-to-play browser and text-based MMORPG stationed in future post-apocalyptic times. You are one of the few survivors left after a cataclysmic event that destroyed over 75% of the population worldwide. Can you make it alive in the dog-eat-dog world? Can you survive?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. The world is way quieter than usual. Dead bodies are scattered left and right as you stand in a now desolate city street. There's a flicker of what once was working traffic light to your left and a destroyed post office to your right. This town you once called home is now a distant memory. What is placed in front of you now is strange, foreign, and definitely not what you're used to. Down the road, through the thick dust beginning to slowly settle upon the wrecked land, you begin to see figures emerge. Like you, they were the lucky ones. That is, if you consider this lucky. You pinch your arm. Is this a dream? You mutter to yourself quietly, too scared to speak loudly in fear that the sound will turn what is left of the buildings to dust. What happened and what should be done now? Grabbing what is left of what you own, you begin your journey south to question those you see. Wait. You journey south to question those you see between the dust-filled road. Maybe they will know. You know what? Yeah, I'm opening this, and I'm going to bookmark this, and I'm going to go check this out a little bit.
Please do, because I'm kind of, I love me some
post-apocalyptic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Except, you know, Silent Hill, not so much liking the Silent Hill. I like the lore behind the Silent Hill.
I could see that, yeah.
And I liked that it's based on a real town that happened to. And I said, ooh, see, now that's good writing right there. You take a real story and you make it, you know, a good video game. Somebody else needs to do that. Ah!
Yeah.
I'm going to get on my soapbox for a minute. That reminds me. I'm going to throw this little blurb out there. You were listening last night. We were talking about, and yesterday, all this week, we've been talking about a couple of articles talking about getting more women in the industry, and people are trying to figure out, will it help? I'm going to tell you why it will help. The name of it is Harry Potter. A woman created all that. I just want to point that out.
Women are awesome.
I want to point out that there are 7 sequels, and every one of them is good. Notice when you menfolk write sequels, they get worse as they go along. Let me also point out that she got the world's reading, whereas, yeah. Anyway, I've proved my point, have I not?
Yes, you have. As you have.
But I do want to tell you, some villains are so two-faced.
Uh-oh.
Now I'm going to tell you about Two-Face. Yes. Now I'm going to tell you about Two-Face because he's already ready, almost ready to go. Two-Face, wow, such an awesome... Two-Face is one of my favorite villains from Arkham Asylum. Warner Brothers Interactive and DC Entertainment Today released some artwork, which we're going to share with you, featuring Two-Face, formerly known as Harvey Dent and one of Batman's fiercest allies. Dent's psyche was fractured when a criminal threw acid in his face, hideously scarring him on one side of his body, or if you watched the movie, he got blown up. That's not how it happened. Two-Face is now obsessed with duality, reflected in his former good luck charm, a two-headed trick silver dollar, which he uses to decide the fate of his victims. In case you were wondering, Arkham City builds upon the intense atmospheric foundation of Batman Arkham Asylum, sending players soaring into Arkham City, 5 times larger than the game world in Batman Arkham Asylum, and the new maximum security home for all Gotham City's thugs, gangsters, and insane criminal masterminds, set inside the heavily fortified walls of the sprawling district in the heart of Gotham City. This highly anticipated sequel introduces a new brand new story and draws together a new all-star cast of classic characters and a murderous villains from the Batman universe, as well as a vast range of new and enhanced gameplay features to deliver the ultimate experience as the Dark Knight. In case you had no idea where Batman came from, it is based on the DC Comics core Batman license. Fans, of course, can visit Batman Arkham City to sign up to receive updates regarding the game, join the discussion, all that good kind of stuff. And you should know, we do have a date. Breathe before I tell you. October 20th.
Ooh.
And 21st in the UK for Xbox 360. And it's also going to be on Windows and the PS3 entertainment system. Breathe. It's okay. I know. Heads you win, tails you lose. What does it say? No, that's not how he says it. Heads I win, tails you lose. Yeah, I like that better.
Very nice. Very nice.
I love you, Harvey Dent. I love me a crazy villain. A good-looking and crazy villain. Those are the best kind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cute and crazy.
Cute and crazy. We like us some cute and crazy.
Cute and crazy is the way to go. Not crazy to me, though, okay? And we kind of need to have like a Joker Harlequin thing going on where we're both crazy, but you never mean to me, only other people, but you just love me. We're crazy together.
Yes, yes. See, I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now I just get the crazy.
Me too.
Straight up crazy.
Perfume. I think it's our perfume.
It's got to be something. All right, so Alaplaya unveils S4 League Season 2 Iron Eyes.
Iron Eyes?
Yeah. S4 League's second season armors up with new weapons, costumes, masks, and siege mode. Alaplaya, the leading international free-to-play gaming portal, today revealed that a new expansion is coming to hit its online third-person shooter S4 League later this month. The new season, entitled Iron Eyes, will be the second installment in a series of major updates to the action-packed title, and will feature a new game mode, maps, weapons, and costumes. Players who do not want to test their mettle against all that Iron Eyes has in store don't have long to wait, as S4 League Players who want to test their mettle against all that Iron Eyes has in store don't have long to wait, as S4 League Season 2 will be available for users worldwide to try at the end of July. Set on top of iron pillars in the sky, the new Skyline map will introduce some players to some truly dangerous aerial gunplay. With designated jump points throughout the map, players will be challenged to effectively use their surroundings to take out opponents both in the air and on the ground. Players who aren't a fan of heights will have the alternative option of playing on Ironheart, a new sphere-shaped map wrought out of cold iron. They'll need to be cautious of their surroundings in this metallic maze, however, as this map also houses unstable nuclear reactions that can pack a real punch. In addition to the maps, a new game mode called Siege will also be included in the Season 2 update. In Siege mode, players will have the opportunity to experience even more all-out team warfare as they work together to capture the enemy's base, with the goal objectives of obtaining from 200 to 400 players can acquire scores by capturing the enemy's base, killing enemies, or healing their allies. If those updates weren't enough, new costumes such as the Royal and Imperial Guard set and weapons such as the turret. Ooh, turrets. I like turrets.
Yes, turrets are hot.
Assault rifle and guillotine countersword will also be added to the weapon cache. Yes. And there is a video, which I do believe I got up on GameAndMatrix.com. So head over there and check that out. Yes, if you're wanting to check out this game, head over to the S4 League website, which is s4.alaplay.net.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, it's time for us to take a break.
Yes, 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 I need a break. Breathe.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing.
You got nothing? No music?
I don't know because, you know our switchboard is having some issues. So we're going to try this. We're going to be very careful and try this. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, here we go.
Yes, I'm ready. Let's do this. Hey, there we go.
Yay, Link always comes through. That's why he's my man.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Link.
She wants to have your pointy-eared babies.
I sure do. Men in tights are hot. Including Mikhail Baryshnikov, who I was looking at last night. Ginger, stop sending me prawn.
I wasn't sending you prawn, but I could send you prawn. I got some hot prawn.
You lie. You always sending me prawn.
And no prawn this time, though. I got some prawn. Very nice prawn.
Mm-hmm. See? Do you see what I'm doing?
Tastefully done.
Oh, it's tastefully done. That's what those other people said. It's tastefully done.
I felt like hearing me some Legend of Zelda today. Yes, Zelda, we need you to come save us. Come make the weekend get here faster.
I don't think she does that. And we are back. Yes, some of you are like, you're still on. Well, I decided to take a break early just so we could tease you. Would we just shut off in the middle of the juice? Because there is always juice during the download.
Mm-hmm. There is always, always juice.
Right. Mm-hmm. And being that it is my turn, I must tell you, Just Dance 2 broke some records this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, Ubisoft Paris's Just Dance 2 is now the top-selling third-party Wii game ever, according to...
Ooh, hot.
Yay. I think we got that. we got charts. We got charts and stuff. Ubisoft charts. We got charts and stuff, too. This particular dance title has been at the top.
Thank you,
She's bad. She's bad. This particular dance title has been at the top since October 2010 when it was released. Ubisoft is incredibly proud of the monumental success Just Dance 2 has had just the past 9 months, said the president of Ubisoft North America, Laurent Detoc. He said the game's outstanding performance solidifies the Just Dance brand as a pop culture phenomenon. He says we're excited to bring fans that are eagerly awaiting the release of Just Dance 3 in October and a new selection of dance tracks to play with Just Dance Summer Party. The Just Dance franchise also includes the original Just Dance and Just Dance Kid, and together the titles have a global sell.
not English when you wrote this, were you? Global sell in total of 14 million units. Just Dance Summer Party will be released just next week, July 19th. On Tuesday, Ubisoft announced it had acquired free-to-play company Owlent, and at the time, Ubisoft CEO spoke about the company's commitment to the young female demographic. You always have had a commitment to us. We appreciate it. So we know these consumers, and we know what they like, so we continue to invest in that category just because we know their wishes, and we know how to fulfill them. The company is learning how to give those young girls what they want. Really, Ubisoft? I don't know about that. but you do have the Frag Dolls. You know, I got to say this. Every year at PAX, these girls work hard for their money. The Frag Dolls are usually demoing Just Dance or Women Raven Rabbits. And you can tell that they've been playing a lot for two reasons. They know every dance step without looking at the screen. And the other half is all of them are so thin they look like crackheads because they've been playing so much so that they can get ready for PAX. They're probably playing now somewhere. And they got the cadets as well. So, yeah, those girls work very, very hard. So I don't know if Ubisoft knows what girls want, but they do treat those girls very well. But y'all need to stop working them so hard. Girls.
Who runs mother?
Yes. I do want to say congratulations to the cadets that made it this time. I don't have your names, but most likely we'll see you over at PAX. I do want to warn you, girls that are cadets, no dancing with the Corys. That loses your chance to be a frag doll because I don't dance right. That's all I'm going to say. The way I dance means you don't get to be a frag doll cadet. You're supposed to be a good girl, and I don't dance like a good girl. I think I caused one of them to lose her chances. She got a little too loose on the floor. You can't do that, girl, when you're trying to be a cadet.
Oh, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah. So you can't be following suit. I don't work at Ubisoft, so I can do all that stuff. You cannot. So
you got to be good, girl. We don't.
That's right. You got to get all excited talking about, oh, it's dancing. Corey's dancing.
I can't wait. I want to go.
Ow. Sorry, I scratched myself.
Don't scratch yourself.
Link made me do it.
Link made a bad link. Bad link. All right. There is a beta game opening today.
Yeah.
Alt-1 Games USA starting second Troy Online closed beta on July 15th at 10 a.m. PST.
I'm playing Troy. I love that game.
Very nice. All right. So Alt-1 Games is starting a second closed beta test of Troy Online, a free massive multiplayer online role-playing game based heavily on the Trojan War mythos. In Troy Online, players pick one of three classes depending on their desired playstyle and use their characters to defeat monsters. As each character grows, he or she will learn the reasons and mysteries surrounding their affiliation, Greece or Troy, and the greater reasons for their existence. As players gain power, they will learn there is far more to the continent of Ossus than what originally meets the eye. The second closed beta test will be running from July 15th, 10 a.m. PDT, to July 19th at 12 a.m. PDT. Troy Online currently supports three classes, the melee damage doing and meat shield warriors, the long distance hunters, and the glass cannon mages. Players must learn to work together and figure out the strengths and weaknesses of their class to be successful. Along the way, players will be able to take advantage of features that are still under development. Some additional features include the cash shop where players can purchase additional equipments and abilities for their characters with real money and a socket. Really? You're going to charge us in a closed beta?
Of course
they
are.
All right. Real money and socket system for items to improve their weapons. Troy Online is also adding additional contents, including three new dungeons for players. Good Lord, who wrote this? Your English is bad. Troy Online is also adding additional content, including three new dungeons for players to team up and conquer, and five new battlefields for players to battle against one another. The balance of the three classes has also been worked on, as well as more informative and intuitive notifications. Alt-1 Games USA is calling all players to sign for free from their website and download the Troy Online game. The test will feature game masters keeping a close eye on inside the game, on the game's official forums, and on official media services. For a limited time, Alt-1 Games will be giving out free currency, 2,500 Alt-1 coins, to test the technical back end of the cash shop. All right, that's better. You're giving out money. That's cool. To test the technical back end of the cash shop to two parties, players who registered accounts during the first closed beta or in between the first and second closed beta tests until July 8, 2011, and users who acquire beta keys from a number of websites, which I'm not going to give you because I don't want you to go there. So, sorry, guys.
We'd like to have, can I have one, Ginger?
Can
I have some Ginger, please?
I'll tell you the websites. Yes. Here we go. I'll copy it to you in a second.
Yeah.
So these two offers cannot be combined. Alt-1 Games USA is looking to refine their game balance, latency, and item issues through this set. For more information, you can visit the official Troy Online website, which is troy.alt1games.com.
Yay, because I like Troy. She actually pasted it to me. You cannot have it, y'all. She is
serious. Y'all are not getting it.
Serious goodness.
Y'all can go check it out over at GameMatrix.com. That's where you need to go.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, interesting. This story is actually a couple days old, but I thought it would be interesting to share. The Sony exec calls the PlayStation hack a great experience. And, yes, he's serious. He said this Wednesday. Tim Schaff, who's the president of Sony Network Entertainment, sat down with the people over Adventure Beat on Wednesday, and he did a wide-ranging chat at the Mobile Beat conference there as well. Twinney asked Schaff how Sony, or Schaff, I keep saying Schaff, Schaff, how Sony had recovered from the outage, which dominated the headlines for weeks, of course. He says, we're back online, everything's live again around the world, and the amazing thing through all of this is that the customers have all come back, even those of you that were complaining. And I came, and I wasn't even there the first time, so I was supportive. Network performance is better than ever, he said. Sales are better than ever. And we've been very, very pleasantly surprised by the experience. Since we're in a place where we're really looking forward to what's next and what's new and how we can keep growing the network, it's a pretty crazy event that we went through, but we survived and we're back strong and ready to go. Schaff confirmed that the outage took 77 million PlayStation Network accounts offline for a period of 4 weeks, then an additional 2 weeks while the company brought its network online again. The outage cost Sony an estimated $171 million and the frustration of millions of customers. It's dramatic that the lesson that we learned from this process is that there are some crazy things going on in the world right now. And in the beginning, we were concerned that we were a focal point for this attack, and it was all about Sony and what was Sony doing, Schaff said. But over time, the company learned that a wide variety of sites have been hit, including government institutions and other companies. What lesson did they learn? He says, I think for people running network businesses, it's not just about improving your security, because I've never talked to a security expert who said, as long as you do the following three things, you'll be fine because hackers won't get you. The question is, how do you build your life so you're able to cope with these things?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See? He says it's been a great experience. And, of course, the interviewer says, a great experience? He says, yes, a great experience. I would not like to do it again. One time was enough, but it was a great learning experience. Sony said 2 days ago that it would extend its identity protection plan sign-up period for those customers concerned that their identity may have been compromised. I forgot to say
that. You're so concerned? Why haven't you done that yet?
Well, I got to say, I'm one of those ones who didn't do anything. So now I'm doing it. Like, I got it open, like, right now. I was like, ooh, I need to do that. I forgot. I figure if you want to steal my identity, you deserve what you get. Because there's nothing good associated with my identity. I'm going to tell you now.
That's horrible.
Hey, you want all this debt that I have and everything? Feel free. Take it.
Take it.
Why don't hackers ever do anything nice with their powers? Why don't you find somebody that owes debt and then pay off their bills? That's good.
That would be awesome.
That's what I want done. I want to wake up and not owe anybody. Be like, somebody was nice enough to pay for my bills. Oh, thanks, hackers. Okay, that would be awesome.
You hackers, y'all want to hack? Get on that right there. That's awesome. Right. That would actually be the whole Robin Hood thing, not this breaking and stealing information just to fight the man.
The man. We're going to stick it to the man.
Yeah, let's not stick it to the man, because you end up sticking it to us, and then we're going to stick it to you, and you're not going to like it.
They're very quiet now. Things are going to happen. You know they're going to do something else. They don't like not being sent.
They're probably like, Ginger, you need to shush. We're going to come get you.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
You got some breaking news? What you got?
Well, this is important. It's not breaking news, but for some reason we missed it.
Okay.
And it's important. You know, you people out there that have XP, I'm one of them. Microsoft announced Monday that it has sold 400 million Windows 7 licenses and it encourages users to start ditching XP in favor of its more advanced operating system. Microsoft also touched briefly on Windows 8 at its annual Microsoft Worldwide Partnership Conference, but the details are to be expected at the September Build Conference. Since October 2009, the release of Windows 7, Microsoft has sold 400 million licenses. Steve Ballmer, who's the CEO, said during keynote today, or at the event actually on the 11th, on the one-year anniversary of Windows 7 last year, the company said it sold 240 million licenses. If Microsoft has anything to say about it, that number will continue to grow in the coming years. In a post on its business blog, Microsoft also announced that customers now have 1,000 days until the company stops supporting Windows XP. Like its push to eliminate Internet Explorer 6 usage, Microsoft is also pushing for the demise of XP. Windows XP served us well, but in the 10 years since its launch, the world has changed. This is from Erwin Visser, who's a senior director of Windows Commercial Product Marketing Team. He said it's time to retire Windows XP and move to Windows 7 to take advantage of the last decade of innovation in areas such as security, performance, and more natural intuitive interface. To help move that along, Microsoft talked up Windows Intune, a cloud-based server that lets users manage and secure their PCs from any location, which I don't like. A final version of the product was released back in March, but Tammy Reiler, Windows marketing head, said today that the beta for the next release of Intune is now available. New features include software distribution, which lets admin deploy software to PCs remotely, remote task, which lets IT officials run scans, restart and update malware definitions on other systems from their own PCs, and read-only access. A final release is expected later this year. Windows Intune has proven to be the comprehensive solution partners and customers need, giving them cloud services for PC management and security and upgrade rights to Windows 7 Enterprise and future versions of Windows from a single, simple subscription. Why the Windows push for Windows 7 when Windows 8 could be right around the corner? Well, according to Reiler, Windows 7 is the path to Windows 8. In the future, businesses will be running a combination of Windows 8 devices and apps alongside Windows 7 PCs and apps. Ballmer agreed, saying the Windows 8 is a true reimagining of Windows PCs that will pave the way for the next generation of Windows-based tablets. Ballmer and Reiler did not provide too many details about Windows 8 that were not discussed earlier this summer, but expect more on the next-gen operating system at Build, which will take place from September 13th to the 16th in Anaheim, California. Monday's keynote didn't focus too much on Windows Phone 7, except for Ballmer taking up this year's accomplishments, Nokia deal, Mango, et cetera, and promising a lot of progress in the coming year. Andy Leeds, who's the president of Microsoft's mobile communication business, is scheduled to give a keynote, or he was last week. So you can expect more than when I actually find that keynote address. I guess I got to get rid of my XP.
Yeah, I'm not too fazed by this. I mean, I remember hearing rumbles about this, I don't know, a year ago?
I actually thought they had stopped supporting XP already.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is that I'd already heard that they were no longer supporting XP.
Well,
and it was about a year or two ago that I heard this.
And this is brand new from just last week.
Nice accent there.
I know. I'm such a Texan. But we got about 2 minutes. Do you want to throw something else out there, Ginger?
I might be able to fit this in. Maybe. We'll see.
Go.
All right. Research technology is key to college success. A Nellie Mae Education Foundation, NMEF, has released a news report, Integrating Technology with Student-Centered Learning, that points out the need to better prepare the youth of America for a college education that is heavily focused on technology. The report was prepared by Education Development Center, EDC, for NMEF's Research and Development Initiative. It examines current literature to better understand how technology might be used to personalize learning for students. The report examines the integration of computer and web-based tools, applications, and games, as well as video and technology associated with mechanical and electrical engineering. According to the report, which was prepared by EDC's Babette Moeller and Tim Rices, 43% of high school students feel unprepared to use technology as they look ahead to college and work. Only 8% of teachers fully integrate technology in the classroom, and many teachers lack confidence in their own technology-related skills. Teachers and students often utilize technology and social networking in their everyday lives, says Beth M. Miller, PhD, Director of Research and Evaluation for NMEF. However, in the past, technology has not always improved achievement. As this report makes clear, we are truly at a crossroads in the potential for technology to enhance student-centered teaching and learning. The report provides portraits of student-centered models where technology has been successfully integrated, such as High Tech High, a network of K-12 charter schools in the San Diego area that utilize technology to document and assess student learning and digital portfolios, and Quest to Learn, a New York public school that uses video game-based curriculum. A review of the research found evidence that technology alone will not enhance learning, nor will change it, nor will it change traditional learning environments into more relevant, innovative ones, says EDC's Babette Moeller, co-author of the report. But we did find that technology can be used effectively to personalize the learning experience when it is part of a larger student-centered learning plan and when teachers are involved in helping them make the most of it. The report also points out that there has been little research studying the effects of similar technology across different subgroups. The author points out that such research is necessary before a specific technology could be recommended. And I think they're right. I think kids who do not have access to this technology, kids who are raised without it, are going to have trouble later on in their futures today. I think any child entering kindergarten today, once they graduate, if they are not subjected to this kind of technology, are going to be behind.
I don't know what they're teaching in schools now, but I know not a lot of it has to do with using current technology, like even just Word.
Yeah.
So I think that needs to be instituted in the curriculum, and I think the teachers need to have extensive training on how to use the computers, because you should be better versed than your kids. That's just something new they need to throw in the mix. I mean, and while teachers are like, I don't feel like I should have to learn that, you keep in mind if we took you back 100 years ago, there's some things that you've had to learn that teachers back then didn't need to know just to be up with what was going on. So I think that's a good idea, or we're going to have some kids that are going to be in trouble. Knowing how to Twitter and Facebook is not going to be the thing that helps you keep your job. You're going to have to know how to use Word and create spreadsheets and, you know, all these kinds of things. Because boring as it may sound, I think every job has it.
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyway.
It's that time.
It's time for us to go. If you would like to play some Team Fortress with us, send us a note. Or send me a note. They'll harass me. They won't. Yeah, how come y'all never harass Ginger?
I know. Come harass Ginger. She likes being harassed.
She does. Mm-hmm. She loves being harassed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, GLaDOS has taken over the board. You hear that?
GLaDOS. GLaDOS. Be nice, GLaDOS.
GLaDOS wants to same date my avatar.
Jesus, this is horrible. Oh, wait, there we go.
She let it go.
She's like, this is a good song. I gotta let it go.
So see you guys bright and early Monday. You know where to be. You know what time to be here. And I still haven't gotten my lunch. I'm not happy. Ginger, tell them what slot you hold in your hand.
Later, boys and girls.
See, you didn't know you had that. It's /ME, later, boys and girls.
Oh, yes.